This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Cotton futures go into the weekend with triple-digit gains on Friday. The old crop futures closed the last trading day of the session between 275 and 287 points higher. New crop futures settled anywhere from 99 points to 155 points higher. Those December contracts were nearly 3% higher week on week. Now, the major stock indices made some fresh all-time highs in the previous week, but have drifted lower since then. Economic data continues to bolster the U.S. outlook, with initial jobless claims falling to their lowest weekly level since the pandemic began. Back over to cotton, if there was any fundamental news to throw a bit of cold water on the cotton market, it was the weekly export sales report, as net new sales for the week ending April 15th, just over 103,000 bales of upland. Recent slower pace of sales did disappoint traders who were hoping to see broader mill buying. The previous week's buyers were China, Vietnam, Turkey, and Indonesia. Shipments remaining healthy despite a lack of resolution in the logistics backlog at the ports. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.